The first thing to say is that for every person who dies in the emergency department, you know, it's so traumatic for their families. And what we have to be careful of is that any figures or statistics we have to analyse them properly so that after we do that, then we can put in place the safest and the best protocols to give patients the very best chance of survival. So what we have to look at is why this is happening, the kind of patients that are dying in ED, the illnesses they have, but also we've got to look at the resources and how much of an impact does that have, the length of time people are waiting. And we're certainly very well aware of the fact that at Sligo University Hospital, we're always in the top five, despite the fact that we're one of the smaller hospitals. And that's a point I keep coming back to again and again and again. If Sligo University Hospital has high numbers waiting in ID, let's say compared to many other hospitals, many of those hospitals are bigger hospitals. So that means the situation at Sligo can be much more critical. So, but, you know, the figures need to be analysed properly.
You highlighted the case of Sligo University Hospital there, Deputy, as one of the top five consistently when it comes to these kind of problems in terms of overcrowding as such. Do you think that the figures show what kind of strain hospitals in the Northwest are under on a consistent basis?
I think they do, but I think a full analysis is needed. But there is absolutely no doubt that when hospitals are under, you know, continuous strain as far as numbers in ED are concerned, of course that has to impact the level of care. It impacts on staff in the hospital and it impacts on the level of care. And that is an absolutely crucial issue. But I would also like to look at the other facts and impacts on those numbers and not just jump to conclusions and say it's for one reason or another reason. I suspect there's a number of complex issues at play here, and it is crucial that we factor all of them in. But bottom line stuff, resources are absolutely crucial, and we know that.